All right, good morning. I'm out walking Trudy here at the park, and I'd like to do a little podcast just for the record. I've been in contact with Lee Robinson here in some emails, and I recently let him know that I was going to do another video using some clips of his dogs running off and playing with sleeves. And why is this still on the radar a year later? It's because of your behavior, Lee. So I want to review exactly, in case you're wondering. You say you don't want no beef with me. Oh, I beg to differ with you, buddy. So, as you guys know, I was selected by Gypsy Stratton to kind of be his torchbearer of his method to carry on after he had passed away, his particular style and school of protection dog training. And so one of the things that after he had passed away, I was doing a little video series. Come on, Trudy. Trudy, come. I was doing a video series kind of off of what I learned off Gypsy and some things off of Matt Thornton from the mixed martial art world. He had been talking about no truth in combat in martial arts and how the UFC kind of or mixed martial arts kind of separated the wheel from the chair and the wheat from the chaff. And, you know, we got to see that a lot of that stuff really wasn't worth a whole lot unless it was, you know, all staged and part of a sport. And a lot of this transferred over into these YouTube protection dogs that we have today. So what I did is I had made three or four videos demonstrating dogs. They were being purported to be protection dogs, but there wasn't any truth in combat for various reasons. Either the dog was just playing a game or was in hunting drive or whatever the case may be, or the style, you know, sending the dog to go attack somebody, you know, not really protection training, and technical problems with the fighting style that would get you and your dog killed, all of that kind of stuff, right? Hans, I did use some clips from one of Hans from Alpine 7, or I can't remember exactly. But he had a video he had titled Protection Dog Defense Against Two Attackers. And I renamed it How to Get Jacked by two Guys While Out Walking Your Dog. And I stand on that. That's a total, and Hans is a really good dog trainer. There's no doubt about it. But that there ain't no truth in combat in that. That's an infomercial for selling dogs. But that dog ain't doing nothing but playing a game. And that's kind of my point with all this. So, and kind of was Gypsy's point as well. But, so I had used his. Ivan, that world famous dog trainer. Again, great dog trainer, but not a protection dog trainer. A lot of the people thought it was funny because I didn't even know it was him. I thought it was a lady. I didn't even realize who it was, because for me it wasn't about the people. It was about the dogs. I care less about the people. It's about the dogs. So I had also used a couple clips out of some Lee Robinson's dogs, because Lee, I mean, just has a plentiful supply of dogs that are hunting. They're not protection dogs. It's not protection training, and you know, I'll stand on that too. So anyway, Hans came by, left a comment on the video that I had made, basically saying that I'm so beneath him that it's not worth his time to even respond. And, okay, fine, you know, throw in the towel, I guess. But what people didn't do is what you did, Lee. Right? Now, I've been a political blogger for 25 years. I was an internationally published photojournalist and real familiar with blogging and online content. And in all my years, I never had anybody respond like you did, Lee. So what you did is you went and you got two copyright strikes on my YouTube channel, filing copyright infringement claims. You brought my website down for a couple days. I had to get my website put back up. Lee, that's an attack, Lee. You can't do those childish things and then tell me you ain't got no beef with me. No, you have a beef with me now. That's what you have, because of your behavior, because of what you did. Now, these are not legitimate. Don't think because YouTube takes something down, or the website, that it's a legitimate copyright. Don't be celebrating that. That's ridiculous. Those were frivolous. You just don't like any commentary. But you went on further, Lee. Let's, for the record. For the record, Lee. You went on and actually committed crimes. Because what you did is you went underneath one of your videos and you slandered me in public. First two aspects. First of all, you did character assassination. You started talking about my relationship with my children and what that has to do with your dogs running away with a sleeve, I have no idea. I do know that when people don't have arguments, they go to personal attacks and character assassination. Something I've never done. I don't really like doing that. I don't have to. I'm talking about dogs. I'm talking about a sleeve here. Your relationship with your mother just really isn't in my radar. Okay? Then you went on to, you told lies there. I don't have very much experience with dogs. I live alone in the desert. I'm a hermit. Just a bunch of bullshit. But one of them actually could have got you a lawsuit. And that was, you told people that I took a vicious Cane Corso and I rehomed it with somebody. And that dog attacked the new owner. And I blamed the new owner for getting attacked. Okay? Pure slander, Lee. And you want to run around how about how I'm mischaracterizing things and you ain't got no beef with me and you'd like to be my friend. What the fuck's the matter with you, man? What's the matter with you? Why would I want to be your friend when you did all those things? And then you went around again and filed more copyright complaints. If I even had a snapshot out of a video, you're claiming copyright, right? Constantly. Well, the reason I keep putting it back up, dude, is because you started a beef with me. Now, somebody else got in on it. A malicious digital imposter, which, again, you're a suspect. You and about three or four other people that I have in mind. You're not out of the woods on that. Then some people went over onto your channel and left decent comments, not trolling, saying, hey, Lee, Chuck's got a point or something, you know. And you deleted and blocked everybody. So I sent you an email the other day telling you I'm going to use your videos. And what I was asking you, since you claim to be a libertarian, what would be acceptable? How much of the clip can I use? I mean, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm not really asking your permission. But I'm asking you, as a purported libertarian, are you gonna afford me my free speech, or are you gonna persist with your childish temper tantrum? Because that's what I see. So now you're sending me email. Well, I'm not really doing protection training. You're gonna mischaracterizing the damn thing, bro. Well, it's for commercial use. No, it's not for commercial use. Merino Cane Corso. I have two websites, Lee. Merino Cane Corso has nothing for sale, nothing advertised, no products, no payment methods, nothing. Merino Canine offers, it's a blog, and it offers dog training, but there's no commercial use here, bro. And the point is, it has nothing to do with any of that. You don't want me pointing out what your dogs do. That's the truth of it. So, I don't know why you decided to do all those things, but you did. And so, for the record, that's what happened. And so we're still dealing with the malicious digital imposter who, in tandem with me, filing copyright complaints at the same time to literally try to totally blast us off off the internet altogether. And I got a suspicion it's a gypsy. It's from the gypsy camp. Yeah, you know, Lee, you said I have a lot of enemies. I do. You know why, Lee? Because I look for the truth. So let's go through a few things. It could be Roughhouse and Maximo. Remember those guys? Remember those guys? I had it out with Maximo. Why? Why did I have it out? What happened there? What was it that I did? I didn't do a damn thing, man. Them guys sent me home. First of all, Maximo should have been, Max Tran should have been brought up on charges for animal abuse. I still have all those videos, man, of Papa, what they did to that dog. Are you kidding me? I'm glad those people are my enemies. I have nothing there. So let's look at the Corso people, the Tony Scandies and those guys, right? So I uncover and learn and expose that these guys did some major fraud when it comes to the Corsos. So what did I do there again, Lee? No, I'm glad Tony Scandi's my enemy. I don't want friends like that. Scandalous people like that, right? So it could be someone from that camp. Then we got the gypsy camp, right? There's a lot of black people out there that hate my guts, man. And they hate it that Gypsy chose me to be the heir of his legacy, right? They can't stand that, right? So, you know... They don't want some white boy getting that, right? Especially this one. So, you know, and again, no shame there. I stand on all that. I was outspoken against Black Lives Matter. So what? Don't like it? Too bad. But again, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. So yeah, Lee, I got a lot of enemies. And you know where how you get a lot of enemies? You get enemies when you want to find the truth in this world, right? That's why Socrates was made to drink the hemlock, wasn't it? I mean, it's an old tale, bro. We know it. Now, I offered to go live with you to discuss this as two adult people, right? What you got going on with that training there. I've also said, Lee, you got some really great hog dogs. Them are some biting-ass machines that you got there. They'll bite whatever you put in front of them, man, you know. But they ain't fighting, you know. They're hunting. And that type of training that you're doing, I don't know why you're not calling it protection training, because you're speaking to your... dude, I screen captured it. Don't tell me you're not protection training, because the video clips that I've used that we're talking about, you're talking about your protection training in the comments, Lee. You're slippery, bud, but you ain't slippery enough. Now, to clear the air on me attacking your religion, like you said, I didn't attack your religion. I attacked your scientific credentials. I didn't attack your religion like you attacked my relationship with my children. The only attacking on here personally has been from you, you asshole. So you said in one of your videos, first of all, you stand on, right? My whole thing is with these YouTube bullshit experts. So you claim to have the best band dogs in the country. You claim this because Pat Patrick gave you a plaque. And you got a degree in animal sciences, and you're all scientific, right? Well, there's a lot of people that have been questioning a lot of that, as I have for a long time. But you said something one time here not too long ago, and tell me if I'm wrong, Lee. You said in your video that the evolutionary process, I'm paraphrasing here, okay? The general theme is you said the evolutionary process was beautiful and perfect until Eve ate the apple. I'm very sad that a guy almost 60 claiming to be a scientist would say that. And see, that's the thing. I kind of ride with like Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris and Daniel Dennett. I don't know if you know who these people are. But I kind of ride with them, man. You lose your scientific credentials pretty quickly amongst real scientific people when you say stupid shit like that, right? So it's not that I'm attacking your religion. I don't care what your religion is. But I did rightfully so criticize that, bro, because are you going to stand that the fossil record supports that everything was hunky-dory, there was no death and decay until sapiens, well, a particular sapien came along named Eve and ate an apple? Okay, bro, whatever you want to say. But all that aside, this is for the record. That is what has gone on here. And yeah, Lee, I got a lot of enemies, always have and always will, because I am a legitimate truth seeker. Now, if you want to reconcile things and you know, stop with all of this bullshit and allow me to make a video, or if you want to come and talk, I offered to go on your thing, or you can come on my thing. It didn't matter to me, where we could discuss what's going on. You know, because you actually defended this as being protection training, dude. How could you send me an email that I'm mischaracterizing what you're doing as protection training? You should have been a lawyer, dude. Whatever. But for the record, that's what's gone on, and I stand on it. I never. You know what, Lee? There's so many. I was talking with my buddy Jim. We're both artists, by the way, and copyright has to do. You don't hold a lot of copyright for technical videos like we're talking about here. It's the more artistic something is, the more right to copyright you have. But just for an example. My photographs, they're in the Daily Mail, they're at the BBC, the Guardian UK, ABC News, they're all over the world, probably 100 different online magazines, right? I come across my photos quite often. Just for an example, there's a magazine down in New Orleans that has several of my photos in it. They never asked me my permission. You know what, though? They got my name on it, so I don't say nothing about it, dude, you know? Technically, it's a copyright violation. They didn't ask me, you know, but I don't care, dude. There are people out there. I mean, if you do just a simple look on my name, there's people that have all kinds of malicious, nasty videos that they've made about me. I don't watch any of them, dude. I don't care. For some reason, dude, you went ballistic. Like I've never. I'm telling you, Lee, in 25 years of political blogging, I've never seen anybody go ballistic like you did. Okay, so you're a special person, Lee. You're because 25 years of blogging is a pretty good long time, man. It's a quarter century, right? Political blogging, hot topics. Never have anything like that, dude. Never had someone try to bring down my websites and make all these bullshit copyright violation claims. Never. So that's your behavior, and so I'm gonna let everybody know, Lee. You do recognize fair use, right? So I should be able to make this video, and I'm going to use a couple of tiny little clips of your copyrighted material, and I'm going to post it on Marino Cane Corso as an educational video to show people exactly what I'm talking about, and you should be totally fine with that. That's how we find truth. So that's what happened, and we're still dealing with our malicious digital imposter. From one of those camps, you know, each of those camps could very easily have enough of a grudge. But this is real personal. I almost lean towards the racial thing. There's a black guy out there that's really not happy, man. Huh? Or Lee. Whoever's doing this. I mean, they're spending a lot of time. I can't, for example, this is the type of stuff they're doing. My Chuck Giants website, I post a poem. If I post it on my Twitter account, boom, they file copyright. And they're granted, so even though it's all my content. So don't act like, you know, this is legitimately when you get it, when they remove the material. It's not a court of law. But anyway, so we're dealing with this malicious a digital imposter, and they are spending a lot of time and dedication. So this is somebody who really doesn't like me. And what's cool about it?
nothing changes. That's right. Whatever it is you're all bent out of shape, I'm probably still right about it. Right? And I'm still here. I'm still here and you're still hiding. See, that's the thing. I can speak in the clear light of day. Underneath the bright sunshine, it doesn't scare me at all. I'm willing to fight my enemies looking right in the eyeball. See? And you'll never be able to do that. You will always, always crawl around on your belly like a coward, because that's what you are. And you're still wrong. Whatever it is, it's got your panties in a bind. Doing all this stuff doesn't change it. Lee, blocking all the people that left have decent comments. Like I said, people came over, decent people, not trolls, and left comments. You deleted and blocked every single person. So you've proven to me, Lee, to be kind of a radical, bro. I kind of picked up on it a couple years ago. That one video you did, somebody must have said something about your program, man, because you're walking around in the yard with your clipboard talking about how you got the best dogs and you know, all that kind of stuff. But I thought, man, this guy's really sensitive. What in the fuck? Who said what? You know, you never mentioned their names. But I kind of sensed there was a little something broken right there. And so, yeah, you know, you're a suspect, Lee. And it would be like you to come forward and say, oh, man, let me know if there's anything I can do to straighten out someone using my name. You know, it'd be just like you to act all friendly. So I don't know if it's you, but it's someone that's really got a bone to pick. You know, I got a couple suspects that I'm thinking about over in the gypsy camp there. That would be motive. Tony Scandi, he's not smart enough, you know, to do that. Although he sounded surprised on the phone when I called him. So maybe the Roughhouse guys over there, Max Trans, you know, they don't like me, and that's fine. They don't have to. But again, I don't see them having the motivation, you know what I'm saying, to spend all of this time. They got to fill all of these forms out. It's time consuming for whoever this is. It's not a hacker. It's someone that has to pay attention to everything I'm posting and has to take the time to fill out these forms, make all these fake email addresses. I mean, there's a lot of time involved with doing this. And so it's someone that's really, really got a bone to pick. So, you know, Lee comes to mind, man. Lee's name pops out of the wood pile, man. My buddy Jim thinks it's him. But, now, these are not just blind accusations. These are reasonable. They're suspects for a reason, right? And but anyway, that's for the record with what happened with Mr. Lee Robinson. And so I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm not misrepresenting anything, dude. You're advertising as a protection breeder. Breeder first, trainer second. And I say, dude, you suck at training, bro. At least from what I can see. And I don't want to go all the way back to Preacher, man. He's been dead for 10 years, dude. You know, if you can't produce and show a dog that has any... I mean, you haven't shown a dog with any obedience skills, dude, in a long fucking time. And this is what gypsies... Here's the funny thing, bro. Here's the funny thing. I always wondered about that. Here's the irony of the whole fucking thing, bro. So you got that gypsy. That's how I discovered Gypsy in 2021. Huh? That video that you have, Gypsy Speaks the Truth About Personal Protection. And when I watched that in 2021, right, and then reached out and became really good friends with Gypsy, when I watched that on your channel, Lee, I thought to myself, does this Lee have any fucking self-awareness? Because you do everything that man said not to do. It's just, I couldn't get my mind around it, bro. Just couldn't get my mind around it. But, it is what it is. I'm not misrepresenting anything, dude. You're selling people protection dogs. Well, that's what you say they are. And I say they ain't. Not the best choices. They were bred for... Those are hog dogs. Great hog dogs, but those are not protection dogs, and that is not protection training. I wouldn't trade you. You ain't got a dog in your fucking yard. You don't have a living dog in your yard. You ain't that I would trade Luca for. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Luca Brasi is 10 times any dog in your fucking yard when it comes to protection. He's not a hog hunting dog. He's a protection dog. And I'll stand on that. Same thing with Gertie, dude. Same thing with Trudy, dude. I wouldn't trade you any of these dogs for anything you got in your yard. Because I don't hog hunt, man. You know? You got better dogs than Southern Triple J, you know, when it comes to hog hunting. You know, you got really good biters there. No doubt about it, man. And they'll hang on and they'll cling. Good job, Lee. And I mean that. Really good breeding skills there. But stay in your lane, bro. You're not in your lane. Those are hog dogs. And the training that you're doing and demonstrating on all these dogs, which is pretty stock and trade that we see, destroys the dogs for personal protection. You're starting real bad habits with that training, and I hope you're not then selling the dogs as personal protection dogs after fucking them up. Nice job, Lee. Oh, God. Anyway, that's for the record, and that's what I say.